Hi, Bonnie, alcoholic.
Hi, Bonnie.
I am proud to announce that despite the state of California's best efforts, Bonnie Charlize Plunkett just got her driver's license back.
Charlize? Sometimes it's Winona.
And let me say, 4 months picking up trash on the side of the highway has taught me two things. One, it is never okay to drive under the influence. And number two, no one looks good in an orange vest. Sorry, Marjorie.
I made this.
You doing okay?
What? Yeah.
And thanks to all the bicycle riding, thigh gap this wide. Check it out. I can even wave through it.
You knew?
Yeah, I guess.
Cool. Don't let Bigfoot scare you off.
I want to thank everyone who helped me through this. Marjorie, Jill, Wendy, I could not have made it without you guys.
And?
Oh, almost forgot. Stephanie, thanks for that hug when I needed it. That's it. Thanks.
A hug? I held her hair back while she puked.
Who else would like to share?
Forget someone.
Oh, damn. Wait, I forgot to thank my daughter. I thought she was helping me out of the goodness of her heart, but it turns out she needs the credit. Happy?
That's your funeral.
You coming off mess too?
I am not making this about me. I'm not.
Your pronouns suggest otherwise.
Hey, Jody. Hey, this is my mom, Bonnie.
Hi.
We're gonna grab coffee with some girls from the meeting. Do you want to come with us?
I can't. I got plans.
No, you don't.
Well, I'm not hungry.
Yeah, you are. How about if I'm buying?
Okay.
Got any cash? I forgot my wallet.
So, what'd you think of your first AA meeting?
I don't know. I'm not sure it's for me.
Yeah. I remember feeling the same way at my first meeting. Couldn't imagine life without getting loaded. But now, I have something even better. I have dignity.
Sometimes dignity is court-ordered.
Remember your first big meal after detoxing?
Yeah. It's a deep dish pizza that I immediately purged.
Nice. I went to Cinnabon and unhinged my jaw.
So, Jody, what's your drug of choice?
Yash, trees, glass.
What are those?
Skis, Buddha, ice.
I'm sorry, what's happening?
Coke, pot, meth.
This is depressing. If I wanted to get high now, I wouldn't know what to ask for.
No alcohol? I'm not 21, so it's harder to get.
Your parents know you're trying to get sober?
My parents don't know I'm alive. Been there.
That right there? That is why you don't get thanked.
So, where are you living?
There's a guy.
What's he do?
He's a drug dealer. And a guitar player.
Does he know you're thinking about getting sober?
No, that wouldn't go over well.
Well, this isn't about him. You just need to know if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, we're here for you.
She speaks in bumper stickers. Get used to it.
I mean, I don't want to stop forever, you know? I need a little break.
None of us stop forever. We stop one day at a time.
Bumper sticker.
I get why you guys quit. I mean, it's easier for older people. Your party days are kind of over.
Ouch.
We still have fun.
Ow.
This.
Way to sell it.
You sure this isn't a problem?
Not at all. My son's spending the week with his dad, so we have an extra room.
This is really nice of you.
Hey, it's what we do. Someone took me in when I was in trouble.
That was me. I did that. Twice.
Get off the cross. We need the wood.
Wow, what a great place.
Is she being sarcastic?
I can't tell. Let me get you some fresh towels and a t-shirt to sleep in.
I don't want to put you guys out.
Don't worry about it. Besides, it's probably not the best idea for you to spend your first night of sobriety with your drug-dealing boyfriend.
He's not a bad person.
Hey, I'm not judging. I probably sold drugs to his father.
Here you go. The bed's all made up. If you're hungry, the kitchen's there and the bathroom's there. Just make yourself at home.
Yeah, thanks again.
Okay, sweet dreams.
Christy, don't you have work to do?
Hmm?
On your computer upstairs?
Oh, yes. I go to college, so I have a paper to write.
And print.
Yes, and print. Can't turn it in unless you print it.
I am not in college, so I like to watch TV.
Okay, sweet dreams.
Night.
Christy? Yeah?
Aren't you afraid I'm gonna steal your purse?
Don't be silly. Just put it in my mouth.
Sometimes we like to heat up soup in bed, so I'm just gonna grab the microwave. Our little dope fiend up yet?
She's gone.
You're kidding.
Went back to the boyfriend.
Oh, damn.
Well, we did what we could do.
Yeah. I just had a good feeling about this one.
Me too.
And she's so young and vulnerable. I hope she's gonna be a... My new sunglasses! That junkie whore stole my new sunglasses!
On your head, Mom.
I'll keep her in my prayers.
Have you heard from that young girl?
Jody? Not a word.
Oh, shame.
Yeah.
Well, you planted the seed. Who knows what'll happen?
It's so hard when you see somebody throwing their life away and they just won't accept your help.
Yeah, I can't imagine how frustrating that must be.
Right?
Hey.
Hey, where were you? You missed the meeting.
Oh, I had to keep the wait staff late to lecture them about stealing food from the restaurant.
What's in the bag?
It's different for me, Marjorie. I'm management.
Did you remember to get sides?
Baked potatoes in my purse.
Christy.
Hey, they're barely paying me enough to get by. So I occasionally give myself a little bonus.
Why don't you just ask for a raise?
No. No, I couldn't do that. I mean, not sober.
Why not?
I don't know. It's just, you know, walking up to my boss and telling her I deserve more money. It's too weird. It's easier to steal.
Christy, if you don't value yourself, people are just gonna take advantage of you.
I value myself. It's just, you know, I like to keep it a secret.
That's ridiculous. Pretend I'm your boss. Ask me for a raise.
No, forget it.
Do it. You need the practice.
Claudia? That's my boss's name.
Yeah, I got it.
Ever since I started managing the restaurant, things have been going real good. So I was thinking maybe I could get a small raise, you know, if that's okay with you. Thank you for listening.
What?
No, that was good.
curious, what would it sound like if you were drunk?
Why don't you love me?
Anne, since I got our labor costs down, and the average check per guest is up, and the bar tabs are up.
Are you crying?
No, no, I just have water in my eyes.
That's crying.
Anyway, I think I deserve a raise.
What?
I deserve a raise.
I'm sorry. What?
I deserve a raise. Thank you for listening.
You know what? You do.
I do?
Yeah. You've been doing a great job around here.
I have.
And that's why it is so heartbreaking for me to tell you that I have to let you go.
What? You're firing me?
Sorry. My brother needs a job, but if it makes you feel any better, he won't be nearly as good as you.
No, it doesn't make me feel better. This is my job. I earned it.
Please don't make a scene. This is hard enough for me.
Hard for you? You're ruining my life.
And here comes the scene.
You can't do this. This isn't fair.
Fair? Oh, that's adorable. Here. I'll tell you what. If you'd like, you can go back to waiting tables.
No way. I just spent the last 6 months treating everybody around here like crap. I can't go back to being one of them. I'll get shanked in the freezer.
Well, that's your choice.
No, no. Here's my choice. Screw this job and screw you. Here, you can take your key. As far as I'm concerned, you can shove it up your... Well, I can't get it off this ring thing, but I will mail you this key.
Hey, this filet mignon is excellent. My compliments to the thief.
Glad you like it.
Get the raise?
Nope. Not only did I not get the raise, but Claudia tried to bump me back down to waitress.
You're kidding.
After everything I did for that place, she expects me to go back to waiting tables.
Well, maybe it's not so bad. This way you can make your own hours. It'll be easier for you to see Roscoe, take classes.
No, no, no. You don't get it. I quit.
What?
You and Marjorie were right. I need to value myself, so I told her to go straight to hell. You would have been proud of me.
Wait, so you have no job and you quit, which means you can't get unemployment.
Yeah, but on the way out, I stole a rack of lamb.
Oh, Christy, what have you done?
What I've done is the right thing. I stood up for myself. I demanded that I be given respect, which, as you know, is hard for me, but oh, damn it, I'll be right back.
As long as you're going, see if they have any of that molten lava cake.
Hi.
Hey, what's with the waitress outfit? I thought you were management.
Yeah, I kind of reevaluated my work situation and thought that waitressing was more conducive to my long-term goals. Is Roscoe ready?
Hey, you. Oh, are you waitressing again?
Yeah, well, you know, it was a choice that felt more appropriate given my class schedule. And, is Roscoe ready?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, sweetie.
How come you're just like a waitress?
Because life is a series of crushing disappointments. Can we please go?
Did you ask her?
Not yet. Give me a minute.
Ask me what?
Look, we know it's your weekend with Roscoe.
And we respect that.
But we just bought a boat.
Well, I mean, it's not just a boat.
Nah, nah.
It's a 35-foot cabin cruiser.
And we're gonna go fishing.
But... what about spending time with me?
What about it?
Honey, would you mind just going to your room for a minute so I can speak with your dad and Candace in private?
Don't give in.
Come Christy. It's one weekend.
Yeah, but you told him without asking me first. So now if I say no, I'm gonna be the bad guy.
So say yes and be the good guy.
I am the good guy. You're the bad guy.
Oh, settle down.
Look, I just had the absolute worst couple of days, and the only thing I was looking forward to was spending time with my son. So pack his little bag and put him in my car.
Okay.
Ugh. How did you ever live with that? Oh, I'll tell you how.
So let me get this straight. You kept him from fishing on a boat this weekend so he could sit here and watch TV?
That's not the point. This is my weekend with him. If I let him stay over there every time they did something cool, I'd never see him again.
He could be fishing on a boat.
I know he could be fishing on a boat. You don't have to tell me he could be fishing on a boat. You want to tell me something? Tell me why I can't ever be right. Ahoy, matey. Sure, I had problems when I was drinking, but I also knew how to make them disappear. Vodka cadabra. Poof, they're gone. Along with a lot of jobs, a few boyfriends, one husband, in the years 2002 through 2008. But now that I'm sober, there's no more getting away from my problems. I feel like I'm losing my son. Took it right in the shorts at work. And I know this doesn't sound like a bad thing, but my ex-husband just got a boat. How did that asshat end up with a boat? Anyway, I got a bunch of other problems to complain about, but I'll save it for coffee.
I might skip coffee.
What happened?
Don't worry about it.
If you like, we have time for one more share.
Okay. I'm Jody. I guess I'm a drug addict.
Hi, Jody.
So I went back to my boyfriend and I told him I wanted to get clean and we started fighting and it didn't work out so good.
I have no problems.
I don't know what I'm gonna do now. You know, I just know whatever it is, I can't do it by myself.
You don't have to.
I know it's overwhelming, but you don't have to figure everything out right now.
He's gonna come looking for me.
We'll deal with that when it happens. In the meantime, you just need to get some rest.
Yeah, but what about my stuff? You know, he's got all my stuff.
We'll get your stuff or we'll get you new stuff. Don't worry about that.
And between all of us, you'll have a place to stay until you get back on your feet.
Mine's the nicest.
You're afraid I'm gonna rip you off?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
Try thank you.
Thank you.
What?
My kid caught a fish.
Aww.
Now I only have to steal tartar sauce.